Well, the theme of today includes two organ systems, endocrine and lymphatic. And I'm hoping that you already know the endocrine system pretty well because you just were tested over it moments ago. So I'm not going to give you even more lecture on the endocrine system. It's really just in here time to look at the stuff that we've already been talking about in lecture. So the only thing I really want to talk about today is the lymphatic system, which a lot of people kind of forget about. I'm sure that many people outside of have never taken a course don't even realize it's an organ system. I mean, everyone knows about the cardiovascular system. Everyone knows we have heart and vessels, whether you've taken an anatomy course or not. But a lot of people aren't aware that there's a whole separate set of tubing running alongside the blood vessels. And those are lymphatic vessels. There are different kinds of lymphatic vessels based on how big they are, basically. But generally speaking, they are lymphatic vessels, and usually they're pictured in green when you look them up in books. Typically it's red and blue for arteries and veins, and then green for lymphatic vessels. But aside from the fact that they are there, which some people didn't know about, what is it that the lymphatic system is important for? Actually, it has a few functions. But why do we need this separate set of vessels? Yeah, in a sense it does. It does provide a little bit of filtration of the fluid that runs through those vessels. What is that fluid called, by the way, that the lymphatic system conducts through its vessels? Bile is going from the liver, where it's made, through the gallbladder into the lumen of the small intestine. The hint there was the fact that this is called the lymphatic system. So what is the fluid called? Lymph, yes. Lymph is the stuff that's going through these lymphatic vessels. But it's an open system. It's not really an open system. It's a one-way system, whereas if we compare that to the circulatory systems, we mammals not only have a closed circulatory system, but it's a, as the name implies, it's a circuit. So there's no beginning or end, right? It goes back and around, goes through the heart, to the body, back to the heart, to the lungs, back to the heart, and then starts over again. So it's always circulating. But the lymph that travels through the lymphatic vessels doesn't actually circulate. It gets collected by the vessels, and then as it makes its way through larger and larger vessels, like tributaries make larger and larger rivers, it eventually gets dumped back into the bloodstream. And I say back into the bloodstream because that's really why we need these lymph vessels. The circulatory system is closed, yes, meaning that there aren't any huge gapes in it unless you've injured yourself. But that doesn't mean it never leaks at all. You know from the endocrine system chapter that it leaks, right? If it didn't leak hormones, then those hormones would be locked inside the circulatory system. So the fairly high blood pressure basically squeezes things out continuously from mostly capillary beds. Remember, capillary beds are the leakiest of the vessels. They're fenestrated. It's not just the things that you actually want to leak out of the bloodstream that do leak out. Also things that you really don't want to leave leak out, like a bunch of water and electrolytes. So as that happens, you're really adding to the volume of the interstitium, the interstitial fluid. And if there were no lymphatic system, that would just get worse and worse. And what do we call that swelling? From fluid leaving the bloodstream, what do we call that kind of swelling when it occurs abnormally? That's called edema. And the edema would eventually kill us if we didn't have a lymphatic system. So a major job of the lymphatic system is to reclaim the fluid that's lost from blood, put it in temporarily into its own set of tubes, the lymphatic vessels, and then eventually return it to the bloodstream. So all the lymphatic vessels, wherever they are in the body, whether throughout the body, they collect into bigger and bigger vessels that eventually then dump back into the bloodstream at the shoulders, major vessels at the shoulders, veins at the shoulders, the subclavian veins. All right, that's one huge function of the lymphatic system, but it's also really involved in immunity. When we say the immune system, which is often used as a phrase, we're not really talking about an organ system like the rest of them. The immunity is really a function of a lot of different organ systems. They contribute their own bit to it. So when we say the immune system, we're really talking about the immune function of various organ systems. But the lymphatic system has a major function within immunity. And so these lymphatic vessels aren't just tubes carrying lymph and that's it. Here and there, kind of like rest stops along the way, are enlargements called lymph nodes that house a lot of white blood cells and other kinds of cells that can defend against invaders. So as that lymph makes its way through the vessels, it does get filtered and rid of bacteria or any other invaders that could do you harm. Okay? And then a third function is that it helps with absorption of nutrients. Carbohydrates there's three major nutrient classes, right? Carbohydrates, proteins, and lipids. Carbohydrates and proteins get digested while they're still outside of your body. You know, inside the alimentary canal is really still outside of your body. So that's where digestion takes place, and it breaks the polysaccharides down into monosaccharides. The digestion of proteins breaks them down into amino acids, which they're made out of. And then those things are small enough. Monosaccharides and amino acids are small enough to cross into your body through the epithelial lining of your gut. And where do they go? Where do the amino acids and the monosaccharides go after they've crossed that lining? Where do they go first? Right on the other side of the lining, once they're officially inside your body, where do they get put into? The circulatory system. Exactly. They go into the blood, and then the blood ships them everywhere in the body. But fats, the breakdown products of fats do not get put directly into the blood. The breakdown products of blood, of fat, are fatty acids, free fatty acids, glycerol, and maybe monoglycerides. Right, so remember that a fat is a glycerol with three fatty acids attached to it. When you break that down, you have a glycerol on its own and three fatty acids on their own called fatty acids. But sometimes a glycerol with just one fatty acid still connected to it, or a monoglyceride, also gets directly absorbed. Well, those things don't get put directly into the bloodstream. They get packaged into little things called chylomicrons. And I'll get more into this in lecture, of course. But those chylomicrons get put into the lymphatic system first. They, of course, end up in the bloodstream because all lymph does. But the chylomicrons get put into they don't get put directly into the bloodstream. They get put directly into the lymphatic system. So those are the major functions of the lymphatic system. And since I'm going to talk about the anatomy in lecture, I don't think I need to start on that. Basically just looking at stuff today. All right, any questions?
Good deal.